When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinion, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your girl, Caroline M. Diamond. I would like, sorry, that made me laugh because my voice got a little high. I would like to talk about a pet peeve of mine. And I have many pet peeves. Big surprise. But one of my pet peeves that I would like to talk about today is the fact that I hate cleaning things that clean things. What does that mean? So I hate cleaning the dishwasher. Have you ever cleaned the filter of your dishwasher? If you said, there's a filter in the dishwasher, yucky yuck, yuckazoid, you gotta clean it. If you pull the bottom tray out, it's like a little spinny thing, it's clicked in, clean that out. There is so much gunk and skunk all up in that shit. And then when you do that, oh my God, like, why am I like a Maytag, you know, employee? When you do that, once you clean it out, put a little bowl of apple cider vinegar and run a cycle with it because it cleans the inside of your washing machine. Although I sound like I am sponsoring this post with them, I fucking hate doing that. Also, what I hate doing is cleaning the washing machine. If you're like, babe, I've never cleaned the washing machine before, you're also really behind, and that shit is nasty. You ever smell your clothes and you're like, that doesn't smell fully right? Yeah, it's because your fucking shit is nasty, especially if you got dogs. We have two dogs in this house, and when I tell you, they shed like a motherfucker. Oh my God. And if you have a front loader, also what the problem is that we should have never stopped with top loaders and the agitator. Okay, because that got the clothes clean, bitch. I hate a front loader because they stink and it sits in that like silicone little strip that's right by the door. Okay, it's nasty up in there. You're nasty. And I hate it. Oh my God, I hate it. What else is something that should, oh, what should be clean is a fucking shower. Why is that my least favorite chore of them all? Okay, I hate cleaning the shower. Oh, I hate it so much. Like, I will do it because, like, I hate living in nasty and grime. But, like, it is not my favorite thing to do. I hate cleaning the shower. Like, I would get a cleaner just to clean my shower and, like, the baseboards. For real. For fucking real, bitch. Another pet peeve I have is when people are in public spaces or even in private spaces when it's just like you and them or most, but mostly in public spaces and people listen to things out loud at full volume. Ma'am, where's the couth? And I know, bitch, you can't spell couth, okay? C-O-U-T-H. Oops, I spelt it wrong. C-O-U-T-H. Did I fucking say that? Oh, well, I'm saying it again. C-O-U-T-H. That read was for me as well, clearly. Do you not understand that your phone is fucking loud? And if you want to listen to it at full max volume, break the volume off of your device, put your fucking headphones on. Put your headphones on. Like, for real. It pisses me off so much, especially if I'm in like a doctor's office in the waiting room. I feel like I'm breaking out into hives just thinking about it. Like, I fucking hate it so much. And I will like, I'll death stare them and they're like, doo doo doo. Couldn't be bothered, literally on planet Earth for the first fucking time in their lives. Babe, cancel. Rip it out of your fucking hand. Roll your phone across the room.
So yeah.
This part of the So Yeah podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I, Caroline M. Diamond, is currently reading, watching, and listening to. So without further ado, here's my motherfucking opinion, bitch. As we've already heard, if you've been listening to the podcast, I've been watching a lot of musicals as of late because I am manifesting a movie musical to dance in for myself. Hello, hiring. Love you. So I've been watching a lot of musicals, and for me, one of the best movie musicals that it still hits to this day is Hairspray. I mean, the reboot, not the orig, okay? Hairspray, the one with Zac Efron looking fine. When I rewatched this musical, it just kind of reinstilled in me that, like, I need to dance in a movie musical, like, if it's the last motherfucking thing that I do as a dancer in my dance career, because it is so good. Like, there are so many layers to the movie, and I'm literally obsessed with it. Like, the songs are so good. So I'm obsessed with the dancing. Shout out to Adam Shankman. Like, you know, come back, bae. We love you. We miss you. We want to be in your movies. We love it, diva. And as what I'm currently reading, it's actually nothing. Because actually, like, I'm in, like, kind of a little bit of a reading slump right now. I'm just trying to be honest and vulnerable with you guys. So I'm not really reading anything currently. So if you have any, like, recommendations for something that a girly can get out of her reading slump with, I would totally love to hear your opinion. And what I'm currently listening to, and it's usually, like, always on my rotation of songs and artists, is Bad Bunny, baby! I love this man. Oh my God. I love Bad Bunny. Okay. I don't know what he's talking about in his songs. I've looked it up. I've looked up the translations, but, like, when I'm singing it, I feel it more than, like, I, like, need to hear it and listen to it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, energy and, like, vibes transpire languages. Like, it's not about understanding what he's saying, but understanding the feeling and where it comes from, okay? And, like, I need a Latino man, like, man, for real. Like, I need a Puerto Rican, and I need that in my life. Like, he really fulfills me in every way. And, like, one of my life goals is to be bilingual. Have we gotten there yet, babe? No. But it's on my life to-do list. So I will get there eventually. And they always say that, like, you can really become bilingual, like, when you're dating somebody of that language. So, like, hit me up if there's ever, like, a Latino man that, like, you think that would be really good for this girly, because, like, I would love that. Thank you for making it this far in the So Yeah podcast. And if you didn't, kisses. Hopefully this section of the podcast in the future, in the futuro, will be sponsorships, ad space, because that's what we're manifesting, lovies. And I want you to get that So Yeah 20, you know, discount code, because I am always looking out for you, a bargain bitch. That, yep, that's me. All right, see you next time. Yeah, I'm So Yeah.